up with Jesse and Jules.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, and over the weekend, the Southwest saw the Gourmet Escape.
One
of WA's flagship events down in Margaret River there.
It looked absolutely incredible.
And it attracts a lot of people to the region. Even our drive show host from Husey and Kate, Kate Langbrook, came over from Melbourne. Nigella Lawson was there.
Yeah.
Like, people just love this,
Nigella
right?
Lawson is just stunning.
Quite phenomenal,
yeah. Oh, just beautiful. Her and her food, everything she makes, is just, oh,
and the
incredible.
The amount of butter she puts in there as
oh,
well. I'm just
smother
like, yeah,
it,
Nigella.
Smother it.
But it attracts a certain type of person, right?
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it attracts the higher end, the higher class to the Gourmet Escape.
Does it?
And but with Levers on this week,
yeah,
that attracts a very different type of crowd.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they're not high-end, but I remember what I was like as a 17, 18-year-old.
High-end goon bag.
And I was going to say, it's a very different scenario,
yeah,
right? And I thought about this, I was thinking about this yesterday because I went into a Bottle-O yesterday and I saw the two different types of people come face-to-face and the contrast was really illustrated for me. And so I decided to record a little bit of audio of what it sounded like.
G'day, mate. What can I get for you?
3 bottles of the Calanvagna Cabernet Sauvignon and 4 of the Cloudburst Malbec. That ought to last us a few days here, darling.
Oh, your mother's coming. Delightful.
Better double that, thanks, my good man.
No worries. That'll be $4,500, thanks.
Not a problem. Just put it on my American Express Platinum.
Okay, next.
Jeez, did that bloke just pay $4,500 for wine? What an idiot. Does he know if you get it in the box, it's way cheaper? Speaking of, mate, 4 boxes of Fruity Lexia, please. Tonight is gonna be lit.
You got ID?
Oh, yeah. Oi, Gaz, he wants to see your ID, mate.
So that is just the kind of stuff that the people of the Southwest have been putting up with over the last couple of days. And I got to say, big shout out to everyone down in Dunsborough who lives there at the moment, because I have a feeling they're going to be putting up with a bit of carnage over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, really? Is that where people go? Is that where the Levers go?
Yeah, well, also, and they set up checkpoints and roadblocks and stuff for all of the kids to make sure that, you know, there's no underage drinking and all that kind of stuff going on.
Oh, that's good. None of that happens. What are you talking about?
But if you, obviously, not always responsible and only if you're 18. But, like, if you live down in Dunsborough,
yeah,
God, it's a tough week.
What you would have to put up with, hey?
Yeah, yeah. So, shout out to those guys. Levers on all week this week down in
all
Dunsborough.
All week. Imagine part. Oh, gosh. Imagine how long it's going to take to recover from that. Like,
no,
I
they
can't
don't
even go out for one night. It takes me 4 days to recover.
They're 18, mate. They bounce back fresh as a daisy.
True. Oh, makes me miss being young.
They don't know what's coming for them. They have no idea. Enjoy it while it lasts, kids. Hey, stick around. Up next, we want to talk about backhanded compliments. What are things that your kids have said to you that were absolutely horrible, but they had no idea? We got a special guest coming in studio.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Jesse and Jules this morning on Hit FM, and on 13, 12, 16 right now, we want to talk about the horrible things that your kids say to you, but they don't realise they're being horrible, especially the little ones.
They don't have any filter at all.
Now, I want to get our special guest in studio this morning, Beck, who works with us here at the station. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning.
Now, this conversation came up the other day because you have a lovely little 4-year-old called Viv.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you want to give a quick shout out to Viv?
Yes, she should be on her way to school right now. So, hi, Viv, and hi, Kindy Gold.
So, she said something to you the other day that was, let's say, unwittingly quite harmful, really? What did she say?
Yes, so here I was thinking we were having a lovely mother-daughter bonding moment on the couch, just watching the telly.
Yeah.
And then my beautiful girl turned to me and said, Mummy, you have a big belly because you have a baby in there.
Now, I do want to clarify that Beck is not pregnant.
Yeah.
No, I'd still like to retain my job here. No, I just turned to her and said, no, Viv, there's no baby. Mummy's just fat.
Oh.
To which she then said to me, so what's making your belly fat?
Oh.
To which I said, Food, honey. Just lots of food.
No, like, but Viv obviously had no idea. She would have said that to you, like, blank face, right? Like, yes. No idea what
it's
she's saying.
It's when they do say it so straight face that that's what makes it so hurtful. Right. Like, damn it.
But this morning on 13, 12, 16, I would love, because obviously you and I don't have kids, and so we don't get a chance to see this very often. But 13, 12, 16 this morning, if one of your kids has ever said something quite hurtful to you, that they...
Out them this morning.
Yeah, out them. Give us a call on 13, 12, 16. We'll put everyone in the running for that $100 MVP prize.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Oh, speaking of Usher, we're going to be talking about him in What's Trending coming up very soon.
But right now on 13, 12, 16, we want to know, what has your kid said that really cut you? Because often they say things without realising that it can be quite hurtful. And the way this came up is the lovely Beck that works with us here in the building was telling us a story the other day. And Beck, do you want to quickly reiterate exactly what happened for everyone the other day?
Yeah, so my lovely
daughter...
Maybe
put a mic on Jessie.
Not you, Savvy, third person.
That might help.
Yeah.
My lovely daughter Viv just basically said, you have a big belly because you have a baby in there. And I had to tell Viv that, no, there was no baby. I'm just fat. I'm fat basically because I eat a lot of food.
Oh, babe, you are not fat, but I love that you are on air and all your girlfriends are messaging through just saying, just letting you know, you are not fat and you are definitely not.
But it's a mum tum. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But kids say stuff like this and they're just like some kind of observation they've made or some kind of thing they've seen and they think it should be a certain way.
I
right?
used to say this to my mum and Jules, like same thing, you know, with the mum tum kind of thing. Mum would be like, it's because of you.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
And we did put it out on 13, 12, 16 to take your calls this morning and all of our calls will go in the running for that $100 MVP prize.
Okay, Brody from Bun, what did your kid say that cut you?
Oh, well, I have a six-year-old who I swear is the next generation of jackass. He is like
all
of them in one child.
Yeah.
So he's a very, very crazy child. So if he tries to jump off walls or do stuff like that, he's six, mind you.
Yeah.
So when he tries to do that, I tell him no. I'm no longer the fun mum.
Oh! He knows what he's doing.
I never let him do anything fun.
Does he know? But he knows what he's doing there, isn't he?
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah. But he knows. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to prevent you from hurting yourself. No, mum, you're just not letting me have fun.
No fun. Oh, babe.
Why can't you have fun playing with some blocks or something like that?
Or colouring in a book? Yeah, no, he'd rather go jump off the side of a tree or get stuck in a 3-metre tree up high. Oh, my God, he's just crazy.
Alrighty, let's go to Nikki from Bunbury. Nikki, what has your kid said that cut you?
My 4-year-old son, I caught him drawing on himself with Texter one day and I told him off.
Yeah.
And he decided to come up to me and say to me, Mum, can I draw on your forehead? Because that's really big.
Oh, my gosh.
It was said with so much love, I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki.
You like it at the time.
Yeah.
Nicole from Bunbury, what did your kids say to you that cut you?
So I was about 6 months pregnant and I had a 4-year-old son at the time. And I was helping him have a shower and I turned and my belly hit him in the head and he just blankly looked at me and said, Mummy, when are you going to be skinny again?
Oh! Jeez, the 4-year-olds are savage!
I just looked at him like, yeah, thanks, mate. That's really what I wanted to hear.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, and happy International Men's Day, Jules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this mo you got going on here. Well, it's just a hairy face at the moment.
It's just a hairy face. I mean, we're the 19th of November. We are 2/3 of the way through Movember, and I've finally got a bit of gear to work with here.
It's coming along pretty well.
Thank you. I have got a little poll up on our Hit FM WA Instagram at the moment to help me decide what style I should be going with.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we don't have a lot of time left in Movember. But if you want to go and check there and put your votes up.
What styles have you got? Like, what are you going between?
Well, the choice, I've narrowed it down to two. Yeah. Handlebars or the classic, you know, 70s.
I think you might just have to go the classic. I'm not going to lie. It's the 19th of November.
I had handlebars last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long were you growing them for, though, in, like, the leader?
Oh, no. Like, you just shave around the edges.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I get it. I don't know why I'm picturing, like, the really big one.
Like the curly ones?
Yeah,
of the...
yeah.
No, I won't be able to grow one of those, I don't think, ever in my life. But the reason I wanted to talk about this International Men's Day today is actually quite a serious reason as well. To just shine a little bit of a light on one of the reasons that International Men's Day is commemorated is to do with the rate of male suicide. It's actually quite remarkable in men. 3 out of 4 suicides are men. Like 75, 76% are blokes. It's a really crazy stat.
It is.
And so with Movember and International Men's Day, they both shine a light on a range of different issues.
Yeah.
From anything from cardiac disease to prostate cancer, all sorts of different stuff.
It's all about looking after yourself.
Yeah, because notoriously men not keen to ask for help.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, my dad's like just was a prime example. Just like toughen up. Like kind of guy. And would never go to the doctors for anything. He'd be like, oh, she'll be right kind of thing.
Yeah, and so we're obviously trying to change the conversation around that too. Do reach out. Do, try and get the help that you need to keep going, because we don't want to lose any more blokes.
Absolutely. I mean, we just had a phone call just then from Christine, one of our listeners, who said, one thing to really push across to men is that it's okay to cry. And you know what? She's absolutely right. I mean, you can only say it so many times, but a lot of guys do hold back, their emotions.
Yeah.
And
bottle it up.
Absolutely. I mean, and sometimes... I know that when I do it with my partner, Elliot, especially because I'm always so busy and sometimes I forget about his emotional needs and that I do, have to sit and go, is everything okay?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And allow and make, the men in your lives feel comfortable enough to cry as well. I mean, I admit I don't do it too often, as often as I should, but it is something really important to think about.
Yeah, and although this is a reminder day and we should be checking in every single day, this is a good opportunity to get in touch with the blokes that are around you. Like the same way, Are You Okay Day, that kind of stuff. Touch base with the boys around you, your sons, your brothers, your uncles, your dads, your grandpas, that kind of stuff, your boyfriends, husbands, partners.
And celebrate them too,
Yeah, celebrate the wins and just check in and make sure they're doing okay, so you can keep them around for a little bit longer. Like this, the suicide rate is just out of control. In fact, for men under 45, it is the single biggest killer. Like not disease. For men under 45, it is suicide. So if you do need help, if you are struggling and you need someone to talk to, Lifeline, you can get them on 13, 11, 14. But yeah, check in with your boys out there today. And if you do see someone who is doing Movember, it is a fantastic charity. We've had a bit of a look into it and they do some awesome work all around the world. So you can jump on and donate. And if you're looking for one, I mean, mine's up on our Hit FM WA Instagram page. You can swipe up on the story there and donate there. But anyone who is doing Movember, jump on board and donate to those guys.
Send us for your pics too. We want to see your photos and we'll put it up on our Facebook.
I want to see all my Mo Bros.
Yeah.
I bet you there's some boys out there rocking some way better gear than what I've come up with today. But I will I'll let you know. I'll do my shave later on today.
Yep.
And I'll let you know what I can muster up.
We will definitely be posting photos of yours.
I think handlebars is ahead at about
76%
at the moment.
It's just all for a good cause. So, it doesn't matter how it looks.
Yeah, absolutely. So stick around. We're going to give away our MVP prize for today's show up next.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, and we're doing this one.
Now it gets really interesting. Oh, what a play!
Jesse and Jules MVP. Harvey Norman, your Optus destination. Go on a plan and save at Harvey Norman.
Yes, every day we get to give away a $100 Harvey Norman Computers gift card to our MVP, our most valuable player of the show. Phoner of the show.
Most valuable player.
It is player. I keep on saying.
You can play how any way you want. You can play on Facebook. Hit us up with a Facebook message or whatever you like.
Now, this morning we wanted to know, when has your kid just said something to you that has completely cut you? Just those backhanded compliments.
And we got Nicole from Bunbury call up with this one that a 4-year-old said to her.
I was helping him have a shower and I turned and my belly hit him in the head and he just blankly looked at me and said, "Mummy, when are you going to be skinny again?
Oh! So savage, these four-year-olds, man.
Ah, it is very funny, though. So thank you, everyone, for your calls.
We had a good laugh this morning.
There were some absolute pearlers in there this morning. Nicole from Bunbury, you are our MVP for today. Got yourself a $100 gift voucher to Harvey Norman. They are your Optus destination. You can go plan and save at Harvey Norman Computers.
Yeah, now we got to get out of here, but tomorrow we are playing Thank God You Called. It is my turn, so feel free to help me out. We'll be playing that just after 7, and you can go into the draw for that $100 Harvey Norman Computers gift card tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow from 6. Bye, guys. Love yous.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch Up on Hit FM.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.